This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
On iRadio's The Hub, it's myself, Valerie, and for Louise all this week. And I'm absolutely buzzing to be joined in studio live now by Catherine, who is the owner of the hen.ie. They plan your hen party, so you have one less thing to stress about coming up to your wedding. Catherine, welcome to iRadio. Thank you so much for popping in.
Thank you so much for having me, Valerie.
I'm absolutely buzzing because as someone who's been to a fair few hen parties, I know how much planning goes in behind the scene. And I'm eager to hear about your years of planning, right? Oh. And like, you see the latest trends as they happen. So what are the most popular hen destinations at the moment?
Oh, okay. Hen destinations are really changing. It's like in the last 2 years, everyone is going, okay, what's the most popular? I want to do something completely different.
Yeah,
and
the
they're
opposite.
Actually doing it. Yeah. You know, so obviously we still have the Athlone is actually one of the most popular destinations in Ireland. I'm not just saying that because we're in Athlone and Athlone is great, but it is actually one of the best because they really welcome hen parties and it's in the middle of Ireland. So it's easy for everyone to get to. So when you're organising 20, 30 people and they're all based all over the country, it's a good idea to have something in the centre. So Athlone, then you have Carrick, and then you have Galway. They're kind of the most popular at the moment. But what actually happens is a lot of people kind of inquire for that, and then they might hear about the off the beaten track places, and they're like, oh, tell me about that.
Tell me about that, though. That's what I was going to ask. Like, what are the most underrated spots that you have been familiar with?
In 2025, I don't know what has happened, but it's like a flip has switched, and Mullingar has become the place to be.
Mullingar.
Go on, Mullingar. Go on, Westmeath. But yeah, no, Mullingar has got really popular, and for years we've had it on the books, and all of a sudden people are going, actually, yeah, that sounds like a really good idea. I think, like we were chatting before we came on air, a lot of people have gone to the regular towns. So they're like, okay, let's try something else. That, and I think price point usually drives people towards different destinations as opposed to ones that might be really popular. Like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but the likes of Westport and Kilkenny are kind of dropping off a little bit. And it's because the price point is just so high, you know, that people want to go for not so expensive places.
It's all about what people are willing to spend at the end of the day, these hen parties,
exactly.
For sure.
And they have to consider as well everyone's budget. So sometimes you get a maid of honour and she's like, oh, there's absolutely no budget. We don't care. We can spend €700. And we're like, oh, okay, let's just rein it back.
Because you're like, I'd love to, but yeah, I don't know with what cash I'd be doing that. Yeah, I know what you mean.
And you have to think about everyone that's going on the hen party, and you don't want to alienate people, and you want to make people kind of uncomfortable with, well, she is one of my best friends, but I actually can't afford that kind of money to go away. And people are kind of strapped nowadays. So that's always something that needs to be taken into consideration. But I was saying that off the beaten track. So yeah, my favourite one is we've a new destination now, Shannon Bridge. Killeen's in Shannon Bridge is the newest place that we have on our website, and it is selling like hotcakes because it's this old man pub in this little small town with like the River Shannon going through it. It is idyllic. Like, even if it's lashing rain, you're in this really nice old man country cozy pub with a nice fire beside you. So yeah, people are flocking to it, and like, we can do all the activities all over Ireland, so it doesn't matter where you are. So yeah, that's a good one at the moment.
Activities-wise, I've seen on your website that you have something called laughter yoga,
yeah,
the Culture Championships, and treasure hunts as well. What are some of the biggest trends that you're seeing this year so far?
So you always have the really regular ones, the go-to safe ones. Mm-hmm. So you have the Cube, the CSI Save the Groom, you know, the likes of a cocktail class. But we are seeing now a real trend towards wellness. So a lot of people kind of like, is there a lake nearby? We want to just go and like take a lake dip and, you know, maybe do a sauna afterwards. So we've a really nice one. I know I'm saying it now again because it's Athlone, but we do actually have one in Athlone. And like we'll say in Carrick and Shannon at the glamping site there, there's a really nice sauna that you can go to. People are really kind of going towards that outdoor stuff. You know, a lot of like, in Mullingar we have a midnight kayaking.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so a full moon kayaking that you
can
do.
That's giving Tangled. yeah. the scene in Tangled, where they're on the lake. That sounds, oh my gosh. Yeah.
Sounds really nice, like, and it's something really different. And that's kind of what's really coming up now. People are itching to get something really different.
Why do you think there's such a push for more well-being based hen parties now? Is it just a new trend? As simple as yeah. that?
I think in general, in the world, in Ireland anyway, there is a push towards, like, you know, swimming in the sea, swimming in the lake, going for these saunas. And, you know, people are really jumping on the bandwagon, and it's great to see, because it's like, it's outdoorsy and it's good for you. You know,
it's good for the health. Well, look, yeah. Catherine, hang on there, because in the next couple of minutes, I'll have you on again and we'll be continuing our chat all about hen parties. If you have any questions for Catherine, who is the owner of thehen.ie, send them in 087-1102-1076. It's myself and for Louise this week, and it's a pleasure once again to be joined by Catherine from thehen.ie to chat all things hen parties and destinations this year. Catherine, we have got a text in on 087-1102-107. Katrina in Monaghan is wondering, how far in advance should people ideally be booking hen weekends?
Yeah, this is a question we get asked all of the time. Mm. And it's kind of, it depends on what you want. So if you want to go to, like, Galway or, you know, Dublin or whatever, where there's loads of accommodation, loads of hotels, and you don't care where you stay, then, you know, you can leave the lead time much closer, like we'll say maybe 8-10 weeks beforehand. But if you want to go to, like, a really nice country house that obviously can only take one group on any given weekend, that means they can only sell to 52 groups in an entire year, then you need to book that really far in advance. Like, we have houses all over the country that we work with, and there's a lot of them are completely booked out now, right up until May Bank Holiday weekend of next year. Like, and when people call us and they're like, oh, we're just inquiring about it for next February, we're like, no, it's booked out. And they're like, sorry?
That you have to say, though, like, as in, that's nearly, you nearly need to be thinking about booking your hen party in a line with when you want your wedding to be, because you're like, well, if I can't get my hen party now until certain October next year, what's the point in having my wedding next year? Do you know what I mean?
I know, like, we had one group who the bride was absolutely devastated because the weekend that she wanted and the house that she wanted is not available, and that's next year. And, you know, so now she has to kind of go back to the drawing board. Do you move the weekend? Do you move the destination? What's your priority? You know, but I would always say that you're never too far in advance in planning. And look, send out the message. Like, the way we work is book for the most amount of people that are on the list. So if you have 35 people on the list, just book for that amount of people. And then as you come closer to date, you know, people will start, if they're not going to go, they'll start making excuses.
My dog needs to. And look, you can understand at some stage as well, because hen parties can be quite pricey. So I do like, that is just something that, you know, most hen parties have to face in some capacity or another. It's not out of any ill will. But I'm curious about the phenomenon we're seeing now with houses. We're looking for houses. We're not looking for hotels anymore. What's the story with that?
It was during the blasted thing that happened between 2020 and 2021 that I don't want to say the word
that
of.
That should not be named,
That once that happened, then a lot of people felt more comfortable going away to houses. Mm-hmm. And it just erupted. Like, obviously it was always there and it was always popular, but now it's got really popular. Yeah. So I don't know whether it's because a lot of people are actually a little bit older now getting married. So they just want to go away to a really nice house, stay in really nice accommodation, have, you know, a nice night on the Friday evening, maybe do like a tea party. You could get in caterers, you could do it yourself. You know, the budget kind of can meet what you want because you just have the house, do you know?
Yes, you have the building blocks around you already. You know, and you can bring what needs be to the house for yourself and maybe save some money if you're thinking about budgeting a bit.
Yeah, because like for my hen party back in 2018, we went to a house in Wicklow and we did the barbecue ourselves, we did dinner ourselves, we walked into the house on the Friday evening and we didn't leave until like Sunday morning, and that was it. A lot of people kind of go to houses and have the really nice chill night. Well, they think it's going to be the chill night and the Friday night, but generally it ends up in loads of games and they end up having loads of crack.
It's very busy generally the Friday night, that is true. That is very spot on.
And then on the Saturday they might have an activity during the day, and then sometimes people can choose to get a bus into the local town, do the dinner in a nice restaurant, and then go out for the night. You know, It is what you make of it, really. It's whatever vibe you want with the house. Whereas with a hotel, you are kind of set to like twin rooms and you're all kind of separated a little bit, whereas at least you have a sitting room. You know?
I understand what you're saying. Yeah, it depends on what you're looking for, I suppose.
Yeah.
But if you've already had your hen party, obviously, of course, but if you were to plan your dream hen party, maybe it was the hen party you had, what would it be like?
Actually, probably, I don't know, it's kind of a mix between a yacht off the coast of California, like... In like bikinis, like we would just look amazing and everything would be like beautiful. But yeah, look, in Ireland, I probably wouldn't stray too far away from what I did, which was a really nice house in the country with all of my friends. My mom came, my mother-in-law came, my mom's friend came. And
oh,
like,
wholesome.
Yeah, it was just so lovely. Like,
sounds it. What's been the best one you've planned? What's been your favourite one?
Okay. So, God, there's so many. There's like so many coming into my
head.
That's
a good sign. That's a good sign.
No, because actually, I get to miss out on the parts that I really want to do, which is like going down and like that day and like setting up the banners and like the pictures and all the personalised stuff. And like, I go a little bit over the top where I'd have like names on all of the doors as to who's staying in what room and like all these little party bags and everything like that. But I did have a girl who basically got all of my advice. So she was going to, again, a house, and I gave her all of the information and she sent me all the pictures afterwards, and that was like the nicest thing for me. And she did it was some sort of like a yoga on the Friday evening. They were going to do, no, they did the paint and sip on the Friday evening and they loved it. It was just a nice chill evening. And then on the Saturday they did the cube activity during the day, and that just gets people up and going and
it,
you
does.
Know, gets them energised again for the day. And then that evening they went into town, had a really nice dinner and out for the night.
You can't underrate it.
Yeah,
like,
no,
it's great. Those simple ideas that are living on. Well, look, Catherine, I really appreciate you coming in
chatting
all about hen parties. Catherine from the hen.ie with all of our hen questions today.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.